This episode of Discover ADN is brought to you by Born Sequel and DB Snitch. DB Snitch is a once-off report service resulting in an in-depth examination of your existing database instances and recommendations to bring them up to industry standards, ensuring that your data is safe. DB Snitch gives you a comprehensive view of where your database currently stands, along with a customized game plan to get it to where it needs to be. Of course, Born Sequel offers both on-site and remote support. Find out more at bornsequel.ca/dbsnitch or by contacting Randolph West via email at info@bornsequel.ca with the keyword discover in the subject line. Welcome to episode 20 of Discover ADN. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. The goal of Discover ADN is to learn more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world, as well as offer us a chance to attach a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timelines. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to DiscoverADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Sumeru Gunaratta, who goes by his first name on app.net. He moved to Dubai from Sri Lanka in the 90s, works in the airline industry, and has an infectious zest for life. Please join me in welcoming Sumeru to Discover ADN. Hello.
Hi. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
Good question, because I just renewed my membership this morning. So I joined a little over a year. To be exact, I think it was April the 20th, 2013.
Okay. Can you tell us why you joined app.net?
Oh, well, I was a heavy Twitter user since, I think, 2008. And towards last year, I was kind of getting bored with Twitter. Particularly the content, not the people. I mean, they were really nice people, but the content was really getting bored. I mean, if I remember right, a lot of people used to put links and there was no true engagement between the users. So I was kind of getting bored. So I was looking out for an alternate. And I read this blog. I think he's Redford, I think. If I remember right, he's Sam Redford. I read his blog and I came across a link to app.net. And there you go. So I right away went there and subscribed, actually, in the first year itself.
Well, I'm glad you subscribed. You use your first name on app.net. Can you tell us, why do you do this?
To be very honest, there isn't any particular reason, but I have always felt using my real name, and that's what I have always been doing in any social media network. I feel when I use my own name, I feel more ownership and more responsibility towards my postings, whatever I post. And that actually makes me also to be more vigilant and careful of what I say. You know, I mean, that's the very reason. I mean, there isn't, I mean, and the other thing is also, I could not really come up with another name. So, do you think it makes sense?
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Can you tell us, is there anything that you would like to see more of on app.net?
First and foremost, I thought more people from different walks of life, because from what I have seen, I know I haven't been app.net for quite a long time. But for the last year, I mean, what I have mostly seen, there are a lot of developer or programming community. Very, very less from other walks of life. I would think it's good to have variety of people from different walks of life. The other thing is I actually miss a lot from people from my own industry, aviation. I haven't actually come across many aviation people in ADN. So that's actually from the people or the community perspective. But then again, on the other side, what I've always heard is app.net is not just a microblogging platform, but also a developer platform. It's a platform by itself. I haven't also seen much of other works being done, except, I mean, something similar to what you have been doing, 10 centuries. So I'm not quite sure whether I have, except quite a couple of file storage, or I don't know whether I haven't actually explored much. So I would like to see something a little bit more in terms of app development side, using the platform. Those are the two things which I thought could be better.
All right. Well, let's change gears just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this may sound a bit weird, what I'm going to say. Okay. My flip answer is for that, people, aviation, and technology. But I'll explain that a bit. I mostly look for opportunities to actually try and help or inspire people, particularly in my job, because I think that comes from my background in the past. I was a Boy Scout in my childhood. So, you know, Boy Scouts always go out to help people, do community work, and also at a later stage, during my postgraduate studies, I studied on soft skills of people, mainly something called competencies. I look at that aspect in my final thesis. So I think taking from there, I love to work with people, I love to inspire them. And mostly, I'm a good counselor as well. So that's from people perspective. And then, of course, aviation-wise, because my career, again, for the last three decades, I've been in the industry. I started as a young lad back in Sri Lanka, in the National Airline of Sri Lanka, and I'm still in the industry, and I love aviation. You know, so. I think that's basically coming from my own career. And then in terms of technology, I'm not a programmer or a developer or a coder, but I love to play with technology and see how the technology can be used to improve particularly my work processes and also my workflow. So. That's and basically, you know, play with gadgets in terms of mobility. I think those are the three things that I love doing and I'm very passionate about.
Well, let me ask a little more about the subject. Can you tell us, what do you do in aviation?
Okay. If I say this, I may get either compliment or complaints. I look after in-flight food. When I say I look after in-flight food, I'm not a chef by profession because my job is mainly to look after the logistics and operational functions to get the food onto the aircraft and also looking at the performance of our catering suppliers around the network. So it's mainly in-flight food, yes, but more into logistics and operational function.
Well, that sounds like a very thankless job. Let me ask another question. You had mentioned that you moved mm-hmm. from Sri Lanka to Dubai. What made you move?
Okay, that was back in, I think, 1990s. I was at the time working for Sri Lankan National Airline, which used to known as Air Lanka, and which is now Sri Lankan Airlines. So what happened actually at the time, the Emirates had the present airline that I work as, I think had a recruitment campaign, and of course the offer was very attractive, and also I thought this might give me more international experience than working for a national airline. So I grabbed the opportunity, you know, so there you go. I mean, I never looked back since then.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good reason. Do you enjoy living in Dubai?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Mainly because this is a multicultural place, cosmopolitan, very much cosmopolitan, safe, very, very safe country to live in. I think those are the two major factors that I love about Dubai. And of course, very much developed place in the world. But not the time when I actually came in here. I mean, for the last 10 years, I have seen both Dubai as well as the airline has grown up so much. And it's so vibrant. So that's, I thought, it's always a good opportunity for me to actually live in this country.
Well, that sounds great. Dubai is one of the many places in the world that I would like to visit one day. Let's move on to the next section. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about something that you enjoy?
Well, traveling. Because, okay, part of my job is I have lots of travel. So obviously, it's part of my job. But it actually has given me opportunity to actually understand more cultures, and also exposure of being able to work with different setups. I mean, when I said different environments, different economies. For instance, I've traveled most parts of the world and been to Africa, where you sometimes cannot expect a lot of development and the technology. If I say, you know, in comparison to Japan, I mean, I have to say I had this trip that I had been to, I think, Nagoya for some work many years ago. And then soon after that trip, I had to actually go to Entebbe, that was in Africa, I think, Uganda. So I saw very big contrast between those countries and the technologies and the people, the way they work and response. But it actually has given me a very thorough understanding of other cultures, what I should say, what I shouldn't say. So I enjoy that a lot. So it's basically traveling.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you come to Nagoya very often?
Well, not for a long time, but because what actually happened, unfortunately, the Emirates actually stopped doing their flights to Nagoya, operating to Nagoya. But I have been to Osaka and also to Narita. That was not many years ago, actually. It was last year. Last year I was in Narita for a few days and also to Osaka. That was many, many years ago, to Osaka. So it actually gives me a lot of, and I'm off to St. Petersburg tomorrow. So I think the traveling, it's fun, but I have to say, it's no more fun going through the airports because of the strict security, strict formalities and stuff like that, which is good for the industry. But other than that, yes, it was fun. It was really, really good fun.
Well, do let me know the next time you're in Japan and we can go get some coffee.
Sure. I'll let you know, Jason.
Okay, let's move on to the final part of our show. And this is when we get to recommend some of the people in our timeline that we find the most interesting. So could you share with us three people who you recommend we follow?
All right. Well, actually, I had three in mind as of last night. But most of them have already been recommended, so that's fine. But I thought I would rather recommend someone who has not been recommended. So yes, Ronnie, from Las Vegas. I'm not quite sure whether Ronnie has been recommended before. I have to say, Ronnie is a very talented and interesting person who always has something interesting to say in the timeline. And he keeps, I think, all the ADN community alive. He's also, I think, he's the co-host of a lovely podcast called Pocket Size Podcast, which I regularly listen. So I pick up a lot of ideas from Ronnie for the new apps and stuff like that, new iOS apps. Fantastic person. I think everybody should follow him. And then two other people. John, I'm not quite sure that I pronounced this name correctly. John Patkinson. He's from the UK and also a very interesting person. I first actually got to know him, not because of ADN. I think it's a podcast that or a blog that he has been participating. He's a foodie, he's a techie, he's a bacon lover. I think he's also, I use Evernote a lot, so he's an Evernote junkie. Very interesting person, very active on the timeline. Fantastic individual. So I would highly recommend him as well. Then at last, but not least, a young girl from, I think, Australia, Adelaide, Samantha Bond. Samantha, she's from Adelaide in Australia. She's also a avid traveler, if I'm not mistaken. And very creative person from what I have seen in the timeline. Not quite sure though whether she has been very active in the timeline, but from what I have seen, she's a lovely person to follow as well. So those are the three I had to come up with this morning after seeing lots of the names that I had has already been recommended. But that's fine. And these are wonderful people also.
I agree. These are some excellent people to follow.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you for being my guest today on Discover ADN.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
And this concludes the 20th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Sumudu for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Born Sequel. Have a nice day.